Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kind of nice to have multiple live sporting events on right now, man. Here in the studio.
Yeah.
We don't normally get that here on the midday show. Andy and Randy, Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Braves early, game three against the Diamondbacks, trying to avoid the sweep at home. Bottom of the second inning, 0-0. We'll keep you updated on that. And then Coco Gauff in the semifinals, off to a great start. She wins the first set 6-1. They're early in the second set. We'll keep you updated on that as well. But kind of fun. A couple of live sporting events going on while we're talking to
you. Yeah, man. I mean,
we'll try not to get distracted.
We'll try to get distracted, you know, because usually, I would say two years ago, if we had like this on, the Braves would be distracting because you never knew what was going to happen.
Something might happen.
Yeah, right now.
Nothing distracting
about this damn team. But, we only got to talk about it right now because they're on right now. And you remember how y'all always would tell me, Randy, you're not supposed to talk about it on the radio live.
Can't do play-by-play,
Randy, and things like that. Don't worry. I won't.
Yeah. It's a lot easier now, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry. No, don't.
2023, they had like 300 home runs.
You couldn't turn away without
a home run being hit.
Don't worry, I won't.
I can say what's going to happen. It's not actually play-by-play. It's just an informed opinion or an educated guess.
All right.
The Braves aren't going to score here. That'd be my guess.
Because it's been the
Braves are going to leave. I guess Ozzie's on first base.
Oh.
He's not going to come around and score, would be my guess.
We won't get to see Freddie in action. With an eye?
No.
Freddie in action?
Yeah, no. Now, it's interesting. Both Freddies were Freddies with an I. Freddie Freeman with an IE.
Mm-hmm. Freddie with no E.
Yeah, and then Freddie Freeman just F-R-E-D-I or F-R-2-Ds?
He's a 2-D-I.
2-D-I?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, he's a 2-D-I.
And then a lot of Freddies are just F-R-E-D-D-Y.
Yes. Yeah. That goes back to the spelling of Sean. However you want to spell.
Oh, so Freddie Gonzalez, 1-D.
Yeah.
I thought he was a double D guy.
He's a double D guy.
Yeah, no, 1D.
Okay, cool.
I'm a Y at the end guy. I know you are too.
Yeah. Always have been, always will be. Yeah. No, you keep your vowels to yourself.
Damn right.
Oh, hold on. He did advance. Pass ball.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to run their scoring position, baby.
That's where they really love to leave him. He was always going to get in scoring position.
Yes.
Now he's going to stay there. All right, let's get to the back page with Abe.
Got a runner in scoring position.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. What?
Just saw this funny clip. When the last time you pantsed a grown man?
Oh, jeez. I don't think I've ever pantsed a grown man.
That's just awful, man. They just pants this dude in front of this chick, man.
I pantsed my brothers, but like... they're only sort of grown men.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever pantsed a person.
There was a lot of pantsing back in the day as young people.
I've never done it.
I've been pantsed. Wow, I was wrong.
Wow, you were so wrong. Keep being wrong.
I think I could probably. No. I'll tell you this pantsing story off the air.
All right, okay.
It's not about me.
Yeah, make sure you do that.
All right. Speaking of getting pantsed, let's get to Abe.
No, he's not. That's happened to him.
Most likely to have been pantsed most recently.
I think it's been a while. I don't. Maybe I either blacked that out or it's been a while.
Now, my brother pantsed me last summer, and a lot of these athletic shorts I wear have built-in, like, liners, uh-huh. So I don't have boxers on under them.
Yeah, you got
so you pants, and then everybody gets a show, yeah. You know, that they don't want. They didn't pay a ticket price for.
Always wear belts. That's my suggestion.
Drawstrings, I guess.
Yeah.
In honor of Bo Johnson, who will return tomorrow, figure we kind of have to talk about the Women's College World Series. It was one of the wildest moments I have seen in sports in a long time.
Interesting walk, though. It's pitches above the strike zone, not pitches outside the strike zone.
I think she's missed both her... The last one was almost a strike.
And Adler gets a hit to pitch, and she will drive in a pair. Texas has the lead on her first hit of the World Series.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
You wanted a cup.
3-0, yeah. They're walking you. And she saw two pitches that were close to the zone. So what if Reese Atwood said, I dare you. I dare you to bring another one close.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what was going on yesterday. This is in the sixth inning. Nyjah Kennedy, obviously the Texas Tech star, they are intentionally walking one of Texas's best hitters, catcher Reese Atwood. But the first two balls of the intent, they don't get to just say four and
which
you're
is great.
First.
I love that
you have
don't.
To throw.
Yeah, right. I love
the first two were almost strikes, as you heard in that call. Ball three was a little further outside, and then what should have been ball four was, I mean, almost right down the middle.
It was a strike. Like if she didn't swing at that, it would have been a 3-1 count.
Yeah. And so, staying alert, Reese Atwood rips it, 2-run score. Because some team out there knows how to score with runners in scoring
That's
position.
The only way that you can score off that lady, though.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Kennedy. She has to be intentionally walking you, and you have to swing at one of them. Texas, that's the only way you can score on her.
Texas takes game one. They will play again tonight. I would imagine Kennedy is going to be back on the bump.
Yeah.
But
I think they'll have a different strategy for intentional walks as well. But I do love that, like, you know, because that happened. I remember Miguel Cabrera did that one time in a Major League Baseball game where the intentional walk wasn't far enough outside.
He
kept his eye kept alert and pounded it up the middle, and I think it was even a double.
Tom Selleck did it on Mr. Baseball.
That's right.
Remember
Mr. Baseball did it too.
So he went and break the home run record.
Like, do you really think that just the automatic four go to first is speeding the game up that much?
No.
It never really bothered me that they had.
I like it.
I kind of liked watching them.
I like it.
Like, it was always, especially like Barry Bonds, because he would just stare at you and make you feel like such a wuss for walking him. Like, having to actually throw the four balls and look at the guy who you're not, like, brave enough to face, I think you should have to do that.
Right.
Like, now you just give him the automatic four. You don't even have to pretend that you were a wuss about it. I liked it. I liked that you had to go through the motions of actually throwing four balls outside and just broadcasting to the world that you don't have the guts to pitch to the guy.
Losers.
So Women's College World Series had a great ending. Anytime hockey goes into playoffs, overtime, it's a great ending. Last night, no different. A back-and-forth affair between Edmonton and the Panthers.
We already played the clip. I don't know why nobody care about it.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half boards under pressure. Turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McKinnon across the
tire.
Leon Draisaitl. 4-3. Edmonton in overtime.
All right. There we'll move on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We don't want to discuss that.
No,
I can't say anything about it.
We're moving
forward. No, we talked about it, Andy, in 11:20. What's trending?
Kind of. I didn't get to say White Leon.
I knew you were going to say that because I was going the same place as you.
We don't get a lot of White Leons.
I'm in the same place as you are right there, right now.
That's my main take.
I said the same thing. I was like, oh, God, I forgot. Leon ain't no brother.
Yeah, we got a White Leon, which is great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and White Leon didn't score any goals in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. I think he had a hat trick last night.
I'm talking about when you got a White Leon, that's a – as mad as I was about that damn goal, it was so cool to have a Caucasian Leon. Yeah. I loved it.
That's one of our few.
Yeah, like a Caucasian. Clarence.
We don't have a lot of those.
Yeah. Like,
I had an Uncle Jerome.
Yeah.
I have an Uncle Leon.
Uncle, really?
Yeah.
You got an Uncle Leon? Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, is he cool?
White?
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, Randy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you, I don't know too many uncool Leons.
Your name's Leon. Yeah. Like, you got to be pretty cool.
Yes. Yes.
That's really all I wanted to say about it, more than anything.
Well, I swear to you, I thought the same thing.
The Braves are scuffling, but one MLB team has turned the corner a little bit.
2-2, and it should be an easy play for McMahon. It is.
Yes.
The Rockies win it 3-2. They have swept the Marlins in Miami for the first time since 2006. Kinley with his second save of the year. The last time the Rockies had a sweep on the road was last May in San Diego.
Damn.
Listen to the crowd. There was eight people there.
There's two claps.
The Arcia effect.
Arcia?
They got the leadership they've been looking for in that clubhouse.
Former All-Star.
And we've been terrible since he left.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, go
back
to it.
That's no coincidence. You got you got a leadership in the clubhouse problem, and you take out the guy who's one of the
the glue.
The glue guy.
One of my boy Mike B called the glue guy.
The glue guy.
Yeah, he's a glue guy.
Yeah.
And y'all got rid of him.
Now look at Colorado, going to go on a run. Marlins ought to be ashamed of themselves. I did like that their social media team, because Scottie Scheffler had nothing to do with it. Neither did they. But people were just tweeting out after Scheffler won last weekend that Scheffler had more wins in the month of May than they did.
Yes.
And Scheffler obviously hasn't played since last Sunday, and they've won three in a row. They were like, wins since June 2nd. Rockies 3, Scheffler 0.
Right.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun to sort of clap back like that.
Chris Rose was interviewing Max Fried. Chris Rose tried to kind of, I would say, insult Atlanta and the Braves, but Max Fried was going to have none on it. He stood up for the Braves twice in a 50-second clip.
Thank you, Max.
There's just a really no-nonsense, like, we're here to win mentality, and that's a lot of similarities to what I experienced in Atlanta, and at the end of the day, it's just going out there competing against the guys on the other team and trying to win.
You know, Atlanta is a wonderful organization and obviously has a tremendous national fan base. This is a different animal, right? It is the number one brand in the sport. When did you realize, like, we're upping it a few notches?
I mean, obviously, New York is New York, but Atlanta has a huge fan base. They've got basically the entire South. So, you know, anywhere you go in the South, you travel on the road, Braves fans would show up all the time. So I feel like there's a lot of similarities that in this scenario, it doesn't feel all that different.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Rose, he used to, long time ago, Best Damn Sports Show, period. Yeah. He's been with NFL Network, MLB Network.
I love, first
He's
of all,
Ohio guy.
Max is right.
Max is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I think it's just such a funny misconception that people have nationally about fanhood here, because fanhood here isn't like stark raving lunacy like it is in northeastern cities or some of the cities in the Midwest.
Yes.
It's just as passionate, and there's just as many, but people are just a little bit more cool about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to really worry about some things when you say, because I hate this phrase, and I'm like, because that's, so that gives you the right to be a dumbass when you say I'm an Eagles fan. When you're beating up somebody, like, well, because I'm an Eagles fan. Are you doing this? Because I'm a Knicks fan. There's plenty of Knicks fans. Don't act like you. No, dude, you are a damn idiot.
Yeah.
You are a Looney Tune idiot.
What you are is a dumbass looking for an excuse.
Yes, that's all. Don't be telling me that you are a damn so-and-so team fan. That's why you act the way you act. No.
Also, what do they expect the reaction to be when that's the excuse? It's like, I'm just a big Eagles fan. It's like, oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah, he's a big Eagles
fan.
We get, man, get the hell out of here,
then,
man.
By all means, destroy some more property publicly.
Yes, go ahead.
Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit B.
Yes, go ahead,
the
dude.
Eagle fan hat collection and Exhibit C.
Yeah, I've been a fan of the team since 1986. Oh, I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah.
By all means, break laws.
Your Honor, in light of these exhibits, we'd like to dismiss all charges.
Whatever, dude.
You didn't know that there was a little caveat to the public intoxication law, that if you're a big fan of a sports team, you're allowed to do that. Okay,
yeah, like,
got it.
Get out of here, man. That was so... Yeah,
I like what Max said, though. He's right.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans. Because Max didn't want to leave.
No, he would have happily stayed if they would have given him $200
million. They got it.
Freddie would have happily been here. Dansby would have happily been here.
They got the bread, man.
Oh, sure they do. But they'd rather buy buildings with it.
Hey, man, that building's going to be nice, man.
They are a real estate company who happens to own a baseball team.
Would you? Nah, never mind.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't take yourself out of the fandom part about it and look at it as the business aspect of it.
Oh,
I understand the business.
Oh, of course I do. Of course I understand the business. And if this was the sports business radio, then we'd be celebrating that.
But it ain't.
But it ain't. Win some games. Step it up. Nice business portfolio, though. I'm sure that parking lot you're going to develop into some high rises is going to be wonderful. We're all going to enjoy it. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.